2002.
Hey, 2002, how can I help you?
I think I just need to go back to the garage and be done for the night. People have been more than I can handle. I think I just need to be done tonight.
Okay. Well, you're in the middle of service. Do you have anybody on your bus right now?
Nope. I am empty.
Okay, did we just... That's just coincidence, or did we evacuate the vehicle?
It's just coincidence, and after the last trip, I think this is the best option I have for giving good customer service tomorrow.
That's fine. Well, we just want to try to do what's safe here, so I'm trying to get a feel for what's going on with you and if you're safe to be driving that vehicle right now. So what is going on?
I think I am plenty safe. I just don't think I am in a position to give good customer service anymore tonight. I have had too many just combative, unpleasant people today, and I think I'm just going to be done.
All right, copy that. Well, I got to err on the side of caution, and you don't sound that good to me. So at your next stop, which looks like Stark and 204th, I want you to pull it over there into the service stop, secure the vehicle, turn your four ways. I'm going to have a road supervisor meet you face-to-face. Just speak with you real quick, and if everything checks out, then we'll send you home.
That's just great. Okay, so just sit here and wait instead of being done?
That's right. I'm sorry, but your voice doesn't sound good to me, and that's really all I have to go off of is the things that you say and the way that you say them, and I don't like the way it sounds. So go ahead and pull over the bus, secure it, just wait right there, you know, just chill out and relax. I'll send the supervisor your way. As soon as they've had a chance to talk to you, I'm sure you'll be able to drive that bus back to the garage.
Well, that's just wonderful. Thank you for your support. I'll be waiting here at the 210 stop.
All right, sounds good. And I will be clear at 1907.